The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you today?
Pretty good. How are you?
Great, thanks. And our special guest for the second week in a row, Lori Rudalavage with LA Mortgage Services. You are the owner, manager...
I'm the whole kit and caddle there. I do everything.
Scheduler.
You take care
of everything.
That's right.
Okay, so how do we get in touch with you, and how long have you been doing this?
I've been in the mortgage business since 1988. I've owned LA Mortgage Services since 2001. I have an office in Clark Summit and Hawley. You can reach me by phone at 570-586-3122, or our webpage is www.lamortgageservices.com. And thank you for having me back again.
You're welcome. We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. During the week,
feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724. And I give the area code because we were driving out on 80 and I heard our radio show out there, so I know we get that far.
Our Century 21 office is a quality service award-winning office for the years 2010 and 2011. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Well, for the second week in a row, Lori Rudalavage, owner of LA Mortgage Services, you are here today. Thought we'd talk about new construction loans today with you. How does that sound?
That sounds good. We all deal with buyers every day, both Jackie and Pat here, and there's quite a few picky ones out there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, that need to build.
They just can't find the house that works for them.
A picky consumer?
There's a few of them. You haven't run into any yet.
I've heard about these things. Yeah. I just really haven't dealt with them too much.
There's a few out there. And after they've been searching for a year or two, we kind of mention the construction product to them and think maybe a construction loan or to build their own house is the way that they need to go.
Construction loans, are they hard to come by? Credit and equity is scrutinized very carefully?
Construction loans are definitely more hard to obtain than an FHA loan or a conventional loan. Right off the bat, a construction loan is going to require 10% down. The FHA programs with 3.5% and VAs with no money down, that doesn't work on a construction. The minimum you can put down is 10%. And with that 10% down, you do need the PMI, which we talk about, private mortgage insurance. But without a 20% down payment, you do have to have PMI with a construction loan.
Well, why is your product unique? What does your product offer that someone else doesn't?
I think the most important thing when searching for a construction loan is to make sure that your rate is locked in up front. And what the type of loan you're getting is called what we call a one close. One close is what we do. And you apply for your mortgage. We lock you in. Your rate is locked in throughout the application phase. It's locked in through the construction phase. And it automatically converts into a mortgage when the house is done. There's risk right now for people that do what's called a two-point close. With a two-point close, the rate's not locked in up front. So you're going to be subject to what the rate is when the house is completed. I've had some customers mention to me when they're shopping for construction mortgages that they have to put X amount of dollars in a reserve account, which most people don't have extra money when building a house. The reason they have to do that is with the two-close, if the property depreciates from the time that you start building to the time that it's completed, a new appraisal is going to be done, and you have to put your down payment off of the second appraisal, not the original appraisal.
Which could be less.
And people, it could be definitely less. And people ask, well, how could a brand new house depreciate? Well, it can, because as you know, it's all about the comparables in the area. If somebody sells a house in the neighborhood that you're building for less than what you're building your house for, that makes your house depreciate, even though it's a brand new home.
You were talking about down money. What if I own the land, and if I don't have a loan on the land, could that be used as a part of the down payment?
Land can be your down payment, and that's what most people choose, that option. They may purchase the land for a couple years and pay their loan off on that. Often people are lucky enough to inherit land or get land as a gift from a family member. If they own the land for more than a year, or if it was given to them as a gift, the full value of that land can be used as your down payment. So if the land's worth $50,000, that's equivalent to a $50,000 cash deposit. If they didn't own the property for a year, we don't go off the appraised value. We go off what they paid for the land, because that is, in a sense, what it should be valued at if that's what you paid for it.
What if they don't own the land and they want to purchase the land?
In that case, you're going to take the cost of the land plus the cost of the house, and that's what you'd say is your purchase price, and you need 10% down of that total.
Can you finance land, just land, without a house?
We can do land loans. They need 25% down, and the maximum term that we can go on them is 15 years.
Okay, so what I'm hearing from you is that your unique offering of this one close once, not twice, and you're locking the rate in on the front end. So whatever the rate is the day that they lock in, that's the rate that they get. They're not subject to the rates increasing and going up and having no control over that, correct?
That's correct, and that's what makes it good.
Okay. Is a properly structured loan vital?
Yes. A construction loan should work in 5 stages. Depending on the size of the house, it could be a little bit more or a little bit less. But the 5 stages that should be involved in a construction loan is foundation, under roof, mechanical, interior, and completion. Normally, each one of those stages should be valued at 20% of what the total construction cost is. And how a construction mortgage would work is when the foundation is completed, both the borrower and the builder would get in contact with us and say the foundation is done. At that point, we send our inspector out to make sure that the foundation is done, and then that money is paid to the contractor for the work that he's completed. The borrower then starts paying interest only on the money that's being used as stages go along. So during a construction loan, you're not starting off with your full mortgage payment. Your payments start off as interest billed against the money that you've used.
And this inspector is the appraiser?
The inspector is the appraiser.
So they have to go out and check that things have been done, completed, before they can move to the next stage and before you disperse.
Yes. And again, it's an appraiser. It's not a licensed contractor. When he goes out, he or she goes out to that site, he's going to come back to the bank and say, yes, there's a foundation here. He's not going to measure it. He's not going to check anything. That's where it's important that the borrower also gets involved to make sure that the work is done to their standards, not just the appraisers.
How often are you in the process when you're in this whole construction phase process that you find that people are having a hard time staying within budget? Do you find that, you know, sometimes they get off track?
Well, the first thing I look at in a contract are allowances, and that's where people get in trouble. A lot of the bigger builders won't allow an allowance. They'll say, go pick out your kitchen, go pick out your fixtures, and they'll have all of the extras picked out up front. When you see a contract and that contract says kitchen $15,000, you're in trouble, because as soon as they go to the kitchen place, they are going to find a kitchen for more than $15,000. And unfortunately for the borrower, whatever the difference is between the allowance and the actual cost, they have to come up with that money right then.
Sure, I would think.
Yeah, we did a construction loan. We did a renovation. We had a house. It was a two-family. We converted it. We gutted it, and we got a construction loan. And we did a lot of upgrades. And along the way, the upgrades, the bank wouldn't pay for it. We came to the table, and we paid for it out of our own pocket, separate from the loan.
That's what happens with the upgrades.
And it added up fast.
Very quickly.
Yeah, but those kitchens are nice when you go look at them.
Yeah, they are nice.
They're easy to get into those upgrades.
Yeah. And then we went for, you know, we're going for hardwood floors on 3 floors, and you're getting the radiant heat on the tile in the kitchen, and that stuff, it adds up fast.
Very quickly. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And here with us today is Lori Rudlavage, owner of LA Mortgage Services, and we're talking about construction loans. What else can you tell me before we head towards a break on construction loans, please?
Well, as you were saying, to avoid a lot of those upgrade charges and people becoming short, builders are now, again, required to be approved. That was always the case. If you were a builder, you had to submit your financials, references, etc. As everything in the real estate market years ago, it loosened up a little bit, and pretty much anybody could build a house, which is where a lot of people got into trouble because one builder would underbid the other just to make the sale, and there just wasn't enough money to complete the house. So right now, builders do have to be approved, and that's a good thing. It's a good thing for the borrowers, and it's a good thing for the bank, because we know from their past experience that they can get the job done in the amount of money that they're expecting to get paid for the job.
Excellent information. After the break, I thought we would talk about reverse mortgages, which is a very interesting topic. And before we go to break, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very well-built and well-maintained brick ranch with 3 bedrooms and 3.5 baths in Dunmore. It's located at 179 East Pine Street for $192,000. The lower level is also finished with a second kitchen downstairs. It has a 2-car attached garage, nice room sizes, and over 2,200 square feet of living space. You cannot build this for what the purchase price is. It's brick all around. It has gas heat and gas hot water. So if you're looking for a ranch with a 2-car garage in Dunmore, give us a call about 179 East Pine Street in Dunmore for $192,000, and that is listed by Sue Shylock of our office.
Thank you, Pat. The Real Estate Buyers Agent Council has a recent survey that they've conducted, which shows that, well, we all know it, home affordability is at record highs and mortgage rates are at record lows. So what's preventing some buyers from making it to the closing table? Well, in 2012, the three obstacles cited, number one, economic insecurity, go figure. Number two, difficulties in obtaining financing. Number three, problems selling their current home. Compared to what it was in 2011, the number one obstacle was difficulties in obtaining financing. So that's good news for you, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was a problem selling their current home. And number three, they were holding out for lower prices. And I think we can all agree that prices seem to be going up. So hopefully things are turning around. We are extremely busy and friendly real estate office. I'm always looking to add on realtors, whether you're currently licensed or just starting off, please call me. Looking for an enthusiastic high achiever who's a problem solver with a pleasant personality and who's not afraid of hard work. Call me or email me anytime and it'll be confidential. We're going to take a short break now. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
When selling your property with Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate, you'll experience the gold standard. Their network is your edge, where experience and expertise intersect with your real estate goals and dreams. They know and understand you want to sell at the right price with as few worries as possible. It's reassuring to know Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate has been guiding clients down the golden path of selling for over 40 years. Century 21 Jack Gordy Real Estate makes your dreams a reality by maximizing the exposure of your property here and around the nation. Harvesting harnessing the power of the internet. They'll shepherd you through every step of the selling process, from start to finish, from marketing, the offer, the inspection, the contract, then the close. They're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and focused on every detail so you achieve the highest level of service you deserve. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate at 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Or visit www.jruddy.com, where they've worked to champion your best interests all the way.
We are back. This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good.
Lori Rudalavage, owner of LA Mortgage Services, is here today. We were just talking before the break about new construction loans and a great package that she has to offer, a unique product, and it's a one close. Okay, one close, and you lock in the interest rate at the beginning. It doesn't, the consumer doesn't have to wait and play a guessing game, correct?
We do everything up front. Lock in your rate, lock in your appraised value, and you don't have any worries at the end.
Now, what I thought we'd talk about is a, you know, new, it's not a new product, but we see it on TV now all the time on commercials, and there's an actor, I forget who it is, that's on there, and I often wonder how many people, it's getting a lot of publicity, promotion, reverse mortgages. Are they underused?
Yes, they are. My favorite actor was on the TV the other morning, which was Henry Winkler, the Fonz, is now eligible for a reverse mortgage, and he's out there endorsing reverse mortgages. And I always say the reverse mortgage is my favorite underused program.
What is a reverse mortgage, please?
A reverse mortgage is a product that's available to borrowers who are 62 or older, and it allows them to borrow or access equity that they have in their house. For example, if a senior owns their house free and clear, and that is their biggest asset, they've put their life savings and paid that loan or paid that house off all throughout their life. That's their asset. They don't have money sitting in the bank. The reverse mortgage allows them to borrow against their house without a monthly payment, and they can use that money pretty much for anything that they want to do. It's called a reverse because it does the reverse of what a conventional mortgage does. You make a payment on a conventional mortgage and your balance goes down. With a reverse mortgage, every month your balance goes up. Your interest and everything accumulates on top of that mortgage.
So someone who takes advantage of a reverse mortgage could take it all at once, or do they get monthly amounts?
They can do either or both. You can take, my favorite product is the line of credit. And with that line of credit, they're given a checkbook. And they can use their checkbook to disperse to themselves monthly for big expenses or just to have that security there. The reason that product sometimes isn't good for somebody, you don't want somebody to withdraw everything right up front and use up all their equity up front when this loan's designed to last for the rest of your life. You can decide at the time you do your application, I need $500 more a month to live, and we'll figure out a formula so that a check for $500 is given to you every month. Or you could do half and half. You can have a line of credit for a smaller amount and be given a monthly check to live on.
Do you think this is a confusing product and maybe people don't understand it?
It's very confusing. And my personal best way that somebody should shop for a reverse mortgage, the product's the same wherever you go. So they need to be comfortable with who they're talking to. I like to talk to people first and explain the product, give them an idea of what they can get monthly or in a line of credit. That's our initial application. It doesn't stop there. They have to go to an outside counseling source and have that counseling source also counsel them. Scranton Catholic Social Services is one place, but there's a lot of nonprofit places they can go. And the reason they need the outside counseling, sometimes they don't like it, but they don't want to hear that, you know, the banker talked them into it and they didn't understand what they were getting into. So they do need to take that next step and talk to an independent counselor without myself or any attorney there. And if the counselor feels that they understand the product and are mentally capable to make that decision, then they will get a certificate of eligibility, which is what they need when they come back to me for a mortgage, a reverse mortgage.
So this counseling that they go to is an outside, independent, not involved in the actual decision making. It's just an informative counseling session, and it shouldn't be paid for.
It should never be paid for. There's places that charge, but there's more than enough places that you can get that done for free.
Okay. Do you think that even with that, it's people are afraid of it?
They're very afraid of it, and I always encourage my seniors that are inquiring about this to bring their family along, because in the end, they're going to listen to what their family members tell them to do. So I tell them, bring their kids in and, you know, let them understand the process and make the decision together.
Are there any negatives? I mean, it sounds like a great product. Are there any negatives associated with the reverse mortgage? Can someone lose the house?
There's no negative other than that you're losing equity in your house that you could leave to your heirs. It's a pride thing with seniors. They like to leave their house to their children, and they don't want the children to be burdened with a mortgage. What the reverse mortgage is the same as if they owed money on a 30-year conventional mortgage. They can never lose their house to a reverse mortgage. All life expectancy, appreciation, depreciation, everything's figured into that loan. And the same way we've talked in the past about PMI insurance, FHA insures reverse mortgages so that the banks don't have to have a loss. So FHA is guaranteeing that even if this person passes away or moves out of their house in a declining time, the senior's not going to be forced out of that house, and the bank's not going to lose any money on it.
It must be so tricky for a value, because a lot of areas in the U.S. right now, there's a lot of people that in certain areas, Las Vegas, Florida, you name it, the value has decreased considerably. So someone in a reverse mortgage situation, I mean, what happens in that sort of situation?
You mean when they pass away, what happens to the house? Or they're in a reverse mortgage, it doesn't matter to them if the property depreciates. It's not their problem if it depreciates.
Okay. So, but the lenders, you gave the money out on a higher value.
Well, the lenders gave the money out on a higher value, but the FHA insured it. The same way as if you're purchasing a house this year with an FHA loan and next year the property depreciates, FHA insures that, and they do that with reverse mortgages now also.
So they can't come after the heirs?
Absolutely no.
Okay.
The heir has the option to purchase that loan back from the bank. If they feel there's a lot of equity in the property, they have up to 12 months to make arrangements to either sell the property and keep the profit or try to refinance the property themselves.
Many think that the lender takes title to the home. That's not the case.
No, the deed stays in the borrower's name. And I'll tell you a story. My uncle was my very first reverse customer. And
is he still talking to you?
He is.
Okay, good.
And I'll tell you what he has to smile with. He was, I think, about 82 years old when he was talking about this, and he was a self-employed shoemaker his whole life, so he didn't have a large Social Security income coming in. And he was getting to the age at 82 where he physically couldn't work all day in the shoe shop anymore. And, you know, he complained. He was never married, never had any children. And we tried to talk to him and say, well, why don't you consider a reverse mortgage? Well, nobody's going to take my house. You know, we get the whole story. Finally, he talked to me, finally did his counseling, and he figured out this was a great option for him. He closed on his reverse mortgage, and I saw him a couple weeks later. He was driving a new Cadillac, and he had a mouthful of brand new teeth.
Oh, nice.
So he's very happy with it. And, you know, he was leaving his house to a niece or a nephew. And if the niece or nephew, the property, if I had to guess, is probably valued around $220. He probably owes about $40 on it right now with the money that he's used for the reverse. They want that house. They still have equity. They just pay off the balance that's owed on the mortgage right now.
That's a great story. That's someone that took advantage of a product out there that's, as you say, it's underused, not well known.
So the niece or the nephew could sell that property and pay off the reverse mortgage with the proceeds from that sale.
Yeah, they have up to a year to do that,
oh,
too.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, if it's 14 or 15 months, the bank doesn't want the house. They'll grant extensions in 90-day increments and say, you know, the house is on the market. We'll give you a couple more months to try to sell it.
Nice. That's a good story.
Can you get a reverse mortgage if you currently have a mortgage, a conventional mortgage?
You can, but that has to be paid off. So a reverse mortgage is not going to end up in second position. If you have a small mortgage against your house, that small mortgage would be included in the reverse, and then you don't have a payment on the first anymore.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're talking about reverse mortgages with Lori Rudalavage, owner of LA Mortgage Services. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can call me at my office, 570-586-3122, or check us out on the internet at our webpage, www.lamortgageservices.com.
And there wouldn't be any minimum income or credit requirements because there are no payments.
There's no payments, so your credit history doesn't matter. Your income does not matter because you're not making any payments. If you have any liens or judgments against you, they do have to be satisfied. And one thing that sometimes seniors get a tiny bit confused are they still do have to pay their real estate taxes. Okay. If they, you know, they're afraid they won't be able to, money can be set aside to pay that. But real estate taxes and homeowners insurance still have to be paid.
Now, is this money that they receive, these proceeds that they receive, these loan payments they receive, is that subject to income tax payment?
It's not. It's the same if you took your house and refinanced your house. You don't have to pay income tax on the money that you took out from that house. You're taking money out of an asset that you own. So a lot of people think they have to pay taxes on that money, and it's not subject to any tax liability at all.
And while credit is not part of the qualification process, a current or pending bankruptcy will require court approval. Is that
well, anytime you're in any kind of bankruptcy, anything you do with financing or your assets have to be approved by a bankruptcy court. So it would have to be presented to the court.
Okay, well, wonderful discussion with you, Lori. Thank you so much for 2 weeks in a row and taking the time to explain all these great programs with us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me in. I always like to educate the public on these programs that aren't well known about.
Thank you so much. Pat, before we close?
Yes, we have a three-bedroom, two-bath home located on a quiet, dead-end street in Oliphant. That's 301 East Line Street in Oliphant for $84,900. This home has a lot of updates. It has hardwood under the wall-to-wall carpet, pocket doors, a nice deck, and a beautiful in-ground pool. The total taxes are only $947,000. Although this home has had a lot of updates, it still needs a little more work, which accounts for the great price. So if you're looking for a three-bedroom, two-bath home located on a dead-end street in Oliphant, that's 301 East Line Street for only $84,900, and that's listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
And before we close, I just want to talk to you about our success stories at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. From time to time, I like to report on how well we're doing. And we have recently had four properties I want to talk about, two in Troop, two in Dunmore. One is at 147 Dunmore Street. We sold that in 14 days. The second one was at 204 Cherry Street in Dunmore. We sold that in 3 days. The third one was at 522 Jessup Ave. That never even hit the market. We had the buyer and the seller the same day. And number four was 703 Center Street, and that was on the market 4 days. So we like to talk to you about that, our listeners, to tell you. And it's all about the pricing. And the sellers pricing the property right, and our office having the buyers and the sellers come to terms. So we did good there. Before I close, I'd like to remind you about carbon monoxide poisoning. This is my tip. If your furnace or gas appliance malfunctions, your house could fill with odorless, colorless carbon monoxide gas, and that can be fatal. The Centers for Disease Control estimates that carbon monoxide poisoning kills over 400 people annually. So to prevent it, check out Consumer Reports for recommended carbon monoxide detectors, and be sure to get one with an audible alarm. Get your furnace, boiler, or HVAC system and gas appliances serviced every year. And don't run your car, this seems like a no-brainer, but don't run your car in the garage with the garage door shut. More people die from carbon monoxide poisoning from idling cars than from their furnaces. We have to say goodbye. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.